For a while, Arkansas wildlife officials were able to keep chronic wasting disease at bay, but it arrived in the state 2 years ago. CWD infects cervids, so deer, elk, and moose. For most of that 2 years, the disease was contained to the Buffalo River Valley area. But now, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission reports they found CWD in deer taken in Benton, Washington, and Sebastian counties. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with researchers about why they're concerned about CWD as it pertains to humans and how management of the disease is going in Arkansas.
I hunt as often as my lifestyle will allow me.
Richie Lamb says for him, hunting is the best way to enjoy the wilderness of Arkansas.
You find yourself going to places in a hunting scenario that you would never go to, you know, for any other reason.
Lamb says he'd heard of chronic wasting disease in other states before the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission announced it had found the disease in an elk in February 2016.
It was not something that I thought would ever be an issue here.
Now that it is, Lamb says he's made some changes.
It definitely has affected, you know, some of the areas that I hunt in the past where, you know, near the Boxley Valley area where, you know, it was first identified. And so I've had to, you know, basically forego those opportunities because, you know, nobody wants to take an animal that they can't, you know, take home and eat.
And that is what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends, that animals that have tested positive for CWD be discarded instead of consumed. Of course, all of that, starting with getting the kill tested, is up to the hunter. The CDC, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, and leading researchers also say there's been no evidence that CWD has ever been transmitted to a human who has eaten meat from an infected animal. But they add that doesn't mean it can't happen. Mark Zabel is a professor and associate director of the Prion Research Center at Colorado State University in Fort Collins, the place where CWD was first identified.
So this is usually just a innocuous protein that we make, and then there are some triggers that cause it to misfold and become an infectious pathogen that causes neurodegenerative diseases.
Zabel is talking about prions, which is what CWD is. It's a prion that specifically infects deer, elk, and moose. Over time, it causes an animal to lose weight, become disoriented, and salivate. Like the name suggests, the animal wastes away and eventually dies. You've probably heard of another prion disease, bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or mad cow disease, which made headlines in the 90s. That's when people in the UK in their 20s and 30s were coming down with a variant of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease after they had eaten infected beef sometime in the 80s. So that's where the concern about CWD comes in. Zabel says there's evidence that certain prions can jump from one species to another. In the case of mad cow, he says the prions made two species jumps.
Farmers were supplementing their beef cow diet with meat and bone meal from sheep, right? And some of those sheep had scrapie, and it was fed to these cows, and eventually some of these cows contracted a new form of sheep scrapie that became BSE. That was the first species jump.
Scrapie, by the way, is a prion disease that infects sheep and goats. Zabel says the first prion jump led to the second from cows to humans.
So it jumped species barriers twice.
Zabel says it's also likely that scrapie is responsible for CWD's emergence in Colorado.
It's been generally believed for a while now that the outbreaks that have occurred in Fort Collins, you know, the Front Range of Colorado, and then southern Wyoming, were most likely another prion jumping species barrier. So again, that sheep scrapie jumped species and infected deer that happened to commingle with some infected sheep that we had out here in the Front Range.
Zabel says this happened sometime in the 60s, and CWD was identified as a prion disease about 10 years after that. That's another reason Zabel is concerned about people eating CWD-infected meat. As far as diseases are concerned, CWD is still a new one.
There is some evidence that this CWD prion, if it is a new prion, as it is passage from one animal to another, or experimentally, we've seen this in test tubes where we can make prions. And as we passage those prions from one test tube to another over time, those prions change, and they are able then to convert that human, normal human prion protein into a human prion.
Be Basically, Zabel says CWD may still be evolving in the deer, elk, and moose it infects. Last year, Canadian researchers also recorded a CWD species jump. In this case, it appeared in macaque monkeys that ate meat from CWD-positive deer. The project started in 2009 and is funded by the Alberta Prion Research Institute at the University of Calgary. Researchers found that 3 of 5 macaques that were fed infected white-tailed deer meat over a 3-year period tested positive for CWD. The meat fed to the monkeys was the human equivalent of eating 1 7-ounce steak per month. Zabel says most of the cases of CWD that have shown up in Canada and the Midwest can be traced back to Colorado and the movement of herds with infected animals from one game farm to the next. But he says the cases in Arkansas don't fit that pattern. And Jennifer Ballard, the state wildlife veterinarian with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, says they don't know where the CWD came from.
I'm actually part of a new division called the Research, Evaluation, and Compliance Division. And so we are increasing the amount of research that the Game and Fish is involved in across the board, not just with regard to CWD.
And Ballard says realistically, researchers will likely never get down to the bottom of how CWD got into Arkansas.
There are lots of theories and lots of ideas, but just honestly, we'll never be able to prove most likely one way or another because, you know, unlike viruses or bacteria that you can strain type or look at their DNA, it's very difficult to know that about prions.
Although Mark Zabel did offer a theory, the eastern elk, which was once native to Arkansas, were extinct by the late 1800s. In the 1980s, the Game and Fish Commission brought more than 100 Rocky Mountain elk into the Buffalo National River area. Zabel says it's possible those elk may have had a subclinical CWD infection, which allowed the CWD to spread unnoticed until it caused the clinical CWD we're seeing in the Buffalo River Valley now. He says it's also possible that infected elk crossed into Arkansas from Missouri. Zabel is actually working with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Ballard says the National Park Service recommended him to the agency.
He is exploring options for environmental treatments to try to help manage this disease. And he's also looking at, I believe, doing a strain typing study that we very much want to be involved in and want to help him with, which would compare the prion types between different locations, you know, around the country.
Ballard says CWD spreads slowly, but is difficult to manage in wild herds.
We put a lot of work this year into just a huge amount of surveillance in the counties adjacent to the existing CWD zone. And so we were able to detect it in Benton and Washington and possibly also Sebastian County. We're still following up on all of those new county detections.
The CWD management zone is made up of 11 counties, including Carroll, Boone, Madison, and Newton. That's where most of the cases are.
When they initially found it, they found a very high prevalence, much higher than was expected in the core area in Newton County. Since then, that finding has been fairly consistent. We've continued to find it at a fairly high rate there and at a lesser prevalence the further you move away from that epicenter.
Over the last 2 years, the Game and Fish Commission has put strategies in place that they hope will slow the spread of CWD. That includes restrictions on the use of bait, which tends to congregate animals and increases disease transmission between them. Ballard says hunters also have to follow carcass moving restrictions if they're transporting kill outside of the CWD management zone.
The management strategies that show promise are, you know, focusing management through hunter harvest on male deer because the prevalence in males tends to be higher and also because they are the ones that move out further to establish new home ranges. And so they will carry disease with them and also have it at a higher prevalence.
Ballard encourages hunters to get their kill tested to help the Game and Fish Commission track the disease. Right now, the only way to test for CWD is in a dead animal.
We have lots of options for getting animals tested around the state. We had extra options in the CWD zone, and we're working through a lot of taxidermists and veterinarians and some of our own offices to make that testing available to any hunter who wants it.
Ballard adds Game and Fish will help hunters properly dispose of animals that come back positive. And if the season is still open, they'll replace hunters' harvest tags. Mark Zabel has also proposed other methods to manage CWD.
I have proposed a couple of other slightly radical ideas, I guess, that's that's how they're perceived.
One of those ideas is controlled burning and an assessment of whether that can lower the amount of prions that end up in the environment, especially since prions can survive in soil and plants for years.
There is significant scientific evidence that shows that prions are very stable, right? And they're hard to destroy. One thing that will destroy them is incineration.
But Zabel says there's still a lot to be learned about CWD. That's why, while he continues to eat venison, he recommends thinking twice before eating an animal that's tested positive for the prion.
I would not eat a animal that was tested positive for CWD. Again, you know, I don't want to alarm anyone. Again, we haven't found anyone that contracted CWD. There's no greater incidence of human prion diseases and among hunters, for instance. That's a population that I think people, researchers, keep an eye on pretty closely. But that doesn't mean it can't happen, and you don't want to be patient zero.
That's definitely the case for local hunter Richie Lamb.
From what I've read, you know, just through perusing the information available on the internet and on the state Game and Fish website, it seems like there's a lot of unanswered questions. And I would probably not want to consume any parts of an animal that I knew to be infected.
And now that cases of CWD have been found in Washington, Benton, and Sebastian counties, Lamb says he'll consider testing the deer he takes. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Not all hunters take Richie Lamb's approach. We've spoken with some who say they're not worried about CWD and eating deer. Jennifer Ballard says Arkansas Game and Fish plans to hold public meetings about CWD later this spring and summer. Ballard says last fiscal year, the agency spent about $800,000 on CWD expenditures. Her division's budget for the current fiscal year is about $600,000, but that covers more than just CWD.